This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi and welcome. I'm Suze, and it's my absolute pleasure to be your host for the next hour on Flipping the Switch. I'm hoping that some of the people that were listening in on the show yesterday that I did with Eldon, we had an awesome conversation, Eldon Taylor and I, on his show Provocative Enlightenment. If you haven't listened to that, you may want to go back into the archives and give a listen. It was a really interesting conversation. He's such an interesting man. And lots of people that phoned in yesterday weren't able to get through, and so looking forward to hearing from you today. The number to call in if you'd like to do some repatterning, whatever the topic is, we'll just go ahead and do that. 877-230-3062. 877-230-3062. So flipping the switch comes from how I believe it can be just that easy to change your mind about things, just that easy to flip the switch on something that's not working for you, just that easy to switch from what's not supporting you to switch to what is supporting you. But it does take a little bit of training and a little bit of practice. And so, you know, the good news is that it doesn't take a lot. And so we're going to do some talking today about how you can learn to flip your own switch, what kinds of things that you may want to use for that to happen, and how you can get that subconscious mind to just do it for you. So one of the things that that I do like to do is encourage everyone to choose a word every day. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you may want to find out a little bit more by signing up for the 365 Repattern app. The 2014 version is out. If you had the 2013 version, it ended at the end of December, just like the calendar does. And the 2014 version is out, and you can get it at your app store or at iTunes, depending on what platform you're on. You do need a smartphone or a device for it. But what happens is that I'll send you a word every day. So today's word is rise, R-I-S-E, rise. And what challenges do I rise above today is the question that I pose. So what questions would you, what challenges do you have that you could rise above today? And just picking a word oftentimes just supports us in doing that. I have a letter also that I want to just read to you really quickly. It just came in, and it's from a client that I worked with this morning by phone, and I just wanted to read it because I think that it's something that may support other people as well. Crystal writes, "Thank you, Suze. I was panicky and felt like I was sinking under, and I'm feeling much lighter now and much more buoyant. Crisis has been averted. I do feel exhausted, though, weak, a bit like after throwing up. I'm okay with it because it feels right to do this with you. Talk to you soon." And I just want to point out that when we're doing this kind of deep work, it is not unusual to have some kind of weird feelings going on. And I want to just explain why that is. You all have the experience of when you have, something really exciting happens and you feel it through every pore of your body, or you get that phone call and your stomach drops at every pore of your body. You just feel everything just going kerthud. Well, what's physiologically happening in your body is that your brain is sending a little message to every cell in your body with a chemical compound letting you know how to respond. Those chemical compounds are stored in the body and are brought in by the receptor cells. And if you would like to see an excellent graphic demonstration of how this works, go to Bruce Lipton's YouTube on this, and just if you type in Bruce Lipton and receptor cells, you'll get the YouTube video. It's an excellent kind of PowerPoint description, I guess, or demonstration of how this works. But what happens is that those cells receive that chemical compound, and it holds in the cell, and it causes then the subconscious mind to continue running the same patterns. When you repattern, the cells then start to release that old toxic compound, which is why I say make sure you've got a glass of water with you when we're doing this work, and drink lots of water. Whenever you're doing any kind of spiritual work or emotional work, you want to keep yourself really well hydrated. And that doesn't mean coffee or juice. It means water, just pure and simple, good old H2O. The better quality of water that you can have, the better for you. Obviously, chlorinated water from some city systems are a bit challenging for our bodies to deal with. So good quality water to make sure that that just supports you in your moving forward work. It really does make a difference. So thank you so much, Crystal, for writing in and asking that question and giving me the opportunity to just make that point for people. So I said that today's show was going to be about sabotage. And as I say, people that are phoning in, we can talk about whatever you want, but I do want to just set the topic here for today's show. Why do I sabotage myself? It's one of the top questions running through people's minds this time of year as the New Year's resolution determination glows have flickered and faded. And it's a crazy making question. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with what I call crazy making questions, it's a question that doesn't have an answer that's going to support you. Why do I sabotage myself? I'll tell you. The reason that you sabotage yourself is that you're not actually sabotaging yourself. It's simply your subconscious mind running the old pattern and the old program. And so that's fine. But wondering why you've sabotaged your goals, dreams, and desires will not support you in creating what you want. Building trust in yourself will. And so let's talk about how to do that. And I'm excited to repattern with people who are phoning in on 877-230-3062. We're going to go to our first caller, which is Claudia in California. Hi, Claudia. How are you today?
Oh, hi. Hello?
Hi. Is that Claudia? Do I have Claudia? Hello? She just left. Okay. Well, Claudia, I hope you can phone back in. We have another call. Suzanne has called in. How are you today, Suzanne?
Hi, Suze. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you as well. And you called in a couple of weeks ago and we did some repatterning together.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So how can I support you today? Or do you have a comment or a question or where are we at?
I love the theme of sabotage and I've been becoming really aware, I developed a pattern as a child to, I had to be out of my home because it was pretty violent. And so I had to, quote, kill time. Mm-hmm. And I also went through a more recent time in my life where I was very poor and sometimes I was staying at people's houses. And so, again, I had to just pass time to just, like, be in grocery stores or bookstores, you know, just kill time. And now I'm in a different place. And I have goals, but there's a part of me that's scared to care. And I have this habit of not prioritizing what's most important. And I know a lot of other listeners probably have some issues with this as well. So,
absolutely. And, you know, oftentimes
how to enter in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the thing that's really interesting is that, you know, that so many people leave themselves to last.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would suggest just right off the top, the exercise that's in the book, do something for yourself first every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That 10 minutes every day, that's like the best, most effective, efficient way to start getting your priorities in a proper alignment. Just put yourself first and then things will start to come into place. Okay. But we'll also do some repatterning around that scared to care and that passing time. Cause I know that's one of the things that, my father's 92 and I am my father's daughter. He, you know, has always been a vibrant man and full of energy and full of life. And the last couple of years have taken their toll on him. And, you know, it used to be I'd phone and I'd say, how you doing, Dad? He'd say, oh, very well. Thank you. And I'd say, what are you up to? And he'd have something to tell me. Well, now I phone and I say, you know, how are you, Dad? And he goes, oh, pretty good. And then I say, what are you up to? And he says, oh, just putting in time. And I'm like, oh, ouch. You know, that's a real, you can feel how the energy just falls down on it. So let's just look at what we can repattern around that. How does that work?
Sounds great.
Okay, so I'm going to just test into the energy. And for those people who are listening, when I work one-on-one with people, I do muscle testing. When I'm in person, obviously, I use their arm to muscle test. And when I'm on the phone or on the radio or over Skype, I just surrogately test on myself. So we're going to check and see what the energy is that is holding that in place. M-N-O-P-Q-R-S. It's under the S's. And you know, when I find this word, Suzanne, this is not describing you or calling you that. It's just the energy that's stuck. And so you're going to look for what as soon as I give you the word?
The opposite.
Yes, the opposite supportive word, okay? So let me just see where we're at here. 10 or more, 9, 8, 7 from the bottom, 2, 4, 6, 7. Okay, so the word is shallow. Opposite of things feeling shallow would be?
Fulfilled. Fulfilling.
Okay, more than that? Nope, fulfilling, okay? So, and we're going to start at the forgiveness stage where we forgive ourselves for believing we need to hang on to that place. So I forgive myself for believing I need to hold on to that old notion that time is shallow.
I forgive myself for believing that old notion that time is shallow.
Okay, and breathe that in. Because you can see where you would have got that from. You know, that's the belief that's sitting there, is that it doesn't mean anything. It's just, it's, you know, needs to get used up or wasted, and that makes it shallow, right? I've recognized that time is fulfilling and meaningful.
I recognize that time is fulfilling and meaningful.
And I give myself permission to treat it that way.
And I give myself permission to treat it that way.
And breathe in. And let it go, and let me know if the monkey has anything to say about that.
Good.
I choose to let go of feeling like time is shallow. It's not true.
I choose to let go of the belief that time is shallow. It's not true.
Okay, breathe that in. I created that belief when I was younger. It supported me then. It doesn't now.
I created that belief when I was younger. It supported me then. It doesn't now.
I choose to focus on how fulfilling and meaningful time is.
I choose to focus on how fulfilling and meaningful time is.
Now I'm going to just stop you here, ask you to take a little sip of water, and I'm going to give you one of, you know, my famous little 2-minute exercises that make things really real.
Okay.
It's funny. Someone was saying to me the other day, went, "You're famous for these little pragmatic, practical exercises." And I went, "Oh, really? Okay." So I thought, I'll just claim that. So here's a really cool way that you can do it. Do you have like a timer on your phone, or a timer on the clock in the kitchen, or anything that runs on a timer thing that's got a cycle to it that beeps? Okay. I discovered this one when I got a water processor thing, and it oxygenates my water, and it has a 9-minute cycle on it. Mm-hmm. And what I would do is I would put it on for the 9 minutes, and then I would see how much of the kitchen I could clean up in that 9 minutes.
Okay.
And I just go on my mark and say, go! And I would go like as hard as I could for that 9 minutes, and when it beeped, I was done. And I discovered that you can get a ton of stuff done. When you set the timer and just go, okay, focus, go. And so began using that exercise. So whatever timer device that you have, and whatever length of time, you can put 5 minutes on it if you want. I would not suggest more than 10, Suzanne.
Okay.
Because it's really hard to sustain a level of committed focus for longer than 10 minutes. So, you know, 3 minutes or 5 minutes. And oftentimes what I'll do when I'm teaching online seminars or the courses that I teach is I'll say, okay, do this exercise for 1 minute. Or you'll notice on the show, I'll often say, okay, while we're on this break, focus on this question. Make a list of. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it's always astonishing when you just focus, you know, for a minute or 2 minutes, what you can accomplish in that time. Today I decided my word for the year this year is harmony, and I've talked about that before. And so one of my New Year's practices is creating harmony every day, and I pick one thing. And so this morning I thought, I'm going to do those receipts. I did some work for a charitable organization and picked up some big grocery orders for them. And it was in March and in May and in July last year. And I still had not submitted the receipts to them. And they total around $1,000. It's not like I couldn't use the $1,000. It was just I never could get all of the receipts and me and like everything in one place at one time. And it's been bugging me. You know, it's weighing on me. And so I just decided to do it. Do you know how long it took me? Under 3 minutes.
Wow.
And I thought, that has been bugging me and weighing on me, and no doubt bugging them and weighing on them as well. And I thought, isn't that just, you know, when you just say, okay, I decided to do it first when I came down to my desk. So I not only do the first 10 minutes for myself, I do the first 10 minutes for my business as well. And so anybody that's in their own business or that has a goal that you want to do, you know, so I do the first 10 minutes for myself. And when I get ready, then when I come into my office, the first 10 minutes on my business, it's a focused one thing just for the business. It's going to make a difference. And so I thought, well, I'll use 10 minutes towards that today. And it took me 3. I was just like, wow, I, you know, am astounded at how I quote unquote wasted time, because I just think about the number of times that that thing has come into my mind over the last 6 months. And if I added it all up, it's probably an hour or two of time. Okay. So I'm doing this one along with you, Suzanne. I'm free to make my time be fulfilling and meaningful. It's my choice.
I'm free to make my time fulfilling and meaningful. It's my choice.
Good. Breathe that in. I'm free to set a timer and focus to allow my time to be meaningful and fulfilling. I'm free.
I'm free.
To set a timer.
To set a timer.
And focus.
And focus.
To allow my time to be fulfilling and meaningful.
To allow my time to be fulfilling and meaningful.
Monkey okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I gave you an affirmation example of a specific time when I did it and it worked really well. Can you think of a specific time where you have made sure that the time was really meaningful and really fulfilling?
I was in another city and I had some errands I wanted to accomplish and get out before the traffic got really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I succeeded in prioritizing and getting the things most important and eliminating some things that would have meant that I would have been in, you know, stopped traffic for 2 hours.
Right. Okay. So name of the city that you were in?
It's Santa Rosa.
Okay. I remember that day in Santa Rosa. I prioritized and made my time fulfilling and meaningful. It worked.
I remember that time in Santa Rosa. I made my time fulfilling and meaningful, and that worked.
And breathe it in. Okay. Can you think of another time where you really focused and allowed that time to be meaningful and fulfilling?
When I had to pass an exam, and I kept like a sheet of paper and kept track of my hours and when I was studying and when I wasn't, and just tracked things, and that really helped me.
I know what helps me to make sure that my time is meaningful and fulfilling. I've done it with my studies.
I know how to keep track and make my time fulfilling and meaningful. I did it with my studies.
Okay, monkey going okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and so this affirmation stage is really about giving it specific examples and like bang. Okay, so now do you want to make a plan for
one thing? Is my monkey is saying, why don't you do that?
Ah, okay. Crazy making question.
Yep.
Right. The reason that you don't do this, because you've got, you know, whenever you ask yourself one of those questions like that, it's because I have a subconscious pattern and I'm changing it. Yeah, just go tell the monkey, I have a subconscious pattern and we're changing it. You know, that's why.
Okay.
Okay. It's so, teachers and parents are often saying to kids, why did you do that? And the kid sits there and looks at them and they think that they're being, you know, petulant or disrespectful. Mm-hmm. It's like, they don't know why they did it. Just like you don't know why you do it. It's because there's a subconscious thing running. It's not conscious. Nobody gets up and thinks, oh, I'm just going to waste today. You know, at least not very often and not intentionally. And so when that one comes up, you can have that little conversation with him. And then what I find works really well, Suzanne, is to make a plan for something that you can do that will be a short time frame. So 10 minutes or less, 5 minutes or less, that you can do that would be a fulfilling and meaningful use of your time. So let's say between now and when you eat dinner, because you're on California time, right? So you got time. What could you do this afternoon that would be a short burst that would just go, that was a meaningful and fulfilling use of my time? I mean, besides phoning me today.
I want to buy some file folders because I'm away from my home and I have a bunch of papers and I keep trying to organize them without files because I have files. Anyway, I don't have to go through the whole details, but I want to go and just buy some file folders.
Okay, and is that a doable thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Today, I am doing meaningful and fulfilling use of my time by buying file folders.
Today, I am doing meaningful and fulfilling things by buying file folders.
Okay, breathe that in. I consciously practice meaningful and fulfilling use of my time.
I consciously practice meaningful and fulfilling ways to use my time.
Okay, breathe that in. Monkey okay with that?
Okay. I'm sorry, but there's this part of me that goes like, buying file folders isn't meaningful. You know, all those day-to-day things.
Right, right. Okay,
you know,
so let's
it's childish kind of like, I want to be thinking about how to bring the reins or doing something significant, not
exactly
things that help support my life. But those have to be done.
Well, and with that little example that I gave you about those five receipts that I had to find and put into one, or maybe six receipts that I had to find and put into one place, in an amount of, if I could have the time back that I've spent thinking about wasting, running around, trying to get them, you know, bloodity, bloodity, blah, if I could have those 2 hours back, what do you think I could do with it?
Absolutely.
Well, I can't have those 2 hours back, but what I can is be proactive. And
yeah,
so seeing that getting those file folders is a proactive way that you are then able to spend, because it is meaningful, because how much time have you spent with those pieces of paper driving you crazy?
Exactly.
Okay, so everything I do moves me closer towards meaningful and fulfilling use of my time.
Beautiful. Everything I do helps move me toward fulfilling and meaningful use of my time.
Breathe that in. So when you sit down to relax, it's not, oh God, I need to take a break, or I should be doing something else, but I'm too tired. It's, I am sitting down and relaxing for 15 minutes, and it's a meaningful use of my time. Right? Because if you don't rest, you can't do anything else. Mm-hmm. So it does not matter the activity that you're doing. It matters the mindset that you take into the activity. So just keeping that fulfilling and meaningful use of time really front and center. And when you find yourself doing an old habit, you go, well, that wasn't meaningful and fulfilling. And instead, I'm going to now do this, or next time I'm going to do this. I don't know if you heard the show where I dropped the soup on my toe out of the fridge, and I was working on harmony. And it was like, my very first response was not harmony.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so it wasn't like, oh, why was I so stupid as to put that there? Or how come that had, it was just, it just dropped on my foot and I went, not harmony.
Mm.
Creating harmony now. Went and got the paper towels, creating harmony as I cleaned it up instead of beating myself up for it. Okay. And so.
Yeah. And what I love about what you're sharing is that it helps take the conflict out of the mind. You know,
yeah.
Kind of like, helps recognize what is and then move on instead of them arguing back and forth, which is right, which is not a fulfilling and meaningful use of time.
Exactly, exactly. I was on Eldon Taylor's show. I mentioned it at the top of the show. I was on his show yesterday, which is in the time I used to be on Wednesdays. And Eldon is also a Hay House author and does a great 2-hour show, Provocative Enlightenment. And I'd really encourage people to go give it a listen, because there's some, you know, we had a awesome conversation. But it was interesting because there's a chat room that goes on at the same time. And so I could see what they were chatting about as he and I were talking. And one of the things, one of the people made a comment about, oh, I like how she calls it the monkey. because then it doesn't have to be bad or good. It's just a monkey. And I'm like, yes, that's exactly why I call it the monkey. Because it just needs to be trained. That's all. It's not good, bad. It's just something that hasn't been trained, and we can train it. And so, yeah, it allows you to be that observational place and takes the sting out. And I really appreciate you calling in, Suzanne. And thank you so much. And I hope that that's given you a couple of practical applications and done a little bit of repatterning, and that will support you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. We are just about to go for break, but before we do, I want to say hi to Claudia, who we went to right top of the show, and she's been on hold ever since. So, Claudia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Oh, fantastic. So, really, can you just, in a nutshell, before we go for break, just let me know what we're on about, and then I'll come back and I'll do some repatterning with you?
Sure. What I find is similar to the last caller. I don't do the things that I need to do, and what seems to be a pattern for me is that I get incredibly exhausted. Now, I have just recovered from cancer. I'm cancer-free now, and I'm still 3 months out from radiation, surgery, chemo, and all that. But my vitality is so low, and there's a fear of failure, like I'm just not up to snuff to carry out what I need to do, or faith in myself to go out and start the new jobs, do the things that I need to do.
Great. Okay, we are going to repattern on that when we get back, because that is a common place, and you have every right to feel that way, and it's not supporting you. So what I'm going to encourage you to do, Claudia, while we're on the break, and anybody else who's listening, is what would you do if your girlfriend or your sister or somebody that you cared about very deeply had just come through chemo, radiation, all that stuff, and was feeling exhausted and was beating themselves up by saying, I'm just, you know, I've got all this stuff I need to do, and I'm afraid of failure, and I'm just not up to snuff. What would you say, do, or encourage them? And so just think about that while we're on break. And when we come back, I'll help you repattern. Okay, Claudia?
Okay, thanks.
I'm Suze, and this is Flipping the Switch, and it's time for us to take our station break, and we will be back in 2 minutes. Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
My grand used to say, a penny for your thoughts, and you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, welcome back. We're talking today about self-sabotaging behavior and why we sabotage ourselves. So I just want to, before we jump in with Claudia, just realizing that It's not so much sabotage as an old pattern of behavior coming from your subconscious mind that's running the program when your conscious mind is not on super vigilant. So when you make a New Year's resolution or when you have a goal or when you set a plan, your conscious mind is making that and you're what I call super vigilant. You're thinking about it all the time. You're really on it. And this is why, you know, the first couple of days of a diet or the first couple of days of quitting smoking or the, you know, any of those things, your conscious mind is on super vigilant, but you're not wired for your conscious mind to be super vigilant all the time. It's exhausting. You are wired for your subconscious mind to run the show. And that's a good thing, excepting when the show changes and the wiring isn't working anymore. And so just like when you're attempting change, like with a goal or resolution, the subconscious wiring gets in the way. Now, Claudia, this is what's going on for you as well, because you can't run the same programs because your reality changed big time. And so the subconscious mind can't run the programs it used to. You're probably noticing that the things that you used to take for granted, you don't take for granted anymore, that you notice things and that you've got a different perspective, different eyes that you're seeing through. Because when you go through something like a severe health challenge, that's what happens. Are you noticing that?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what were some of the things that you would have done for somebody you care about if they were in the same kind of a situation? Did you get anywhere with that little exercise?
Sure. You know, let's go for a walk. You can manage that. Just do what you can do during the day and say that that's accomplishing enough, not to set the bar so high, because when I do, I try to accomplish a lot of things. Many things get in the way, or I just get that really tired feeling. It's like, why am I so exhausted right when I'm ready to go do something? And it is even like going for a walk or getting my vitality back by exercising.
Mm-hmm. And I completely understand this. I used to say it felt like somebody unplugged my vacuum cleaner, only the vacuum cleaner was me.
You know, yeah, I felt like those batteries are dead.
Sorry?
It feels like my batteries are dead. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I look mm-hmm. down at my phone and, oh, wow, how did it drain the batteries out? And I look and, oh, there's all these apps open. Oh, that's why, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's how my life feels, too. It's like too many apps are open and I'm just drained. And mm-hmm. even to do things that I know I need to do, there's no deliciousness to it. So I don't do it. And then I feel so bad that I didn't do it.
Yeah. And then you beat yourself up and then that exhausts you. And then you're in the, yeah, you're on the merry-go-round. Okay. So a couple of things that I'd like to just touch base with you now. Are you familiar with my work?
Yes.
Okay. So you've listened in before?
To Hay House Radio. Yeah.
Oh, super. Okay. So you followed us.
Yeah.
You followed me over here. Yay. Thank you. So I'm going to ask you to write down the word need, because you keep saying things I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're familiar with my work, need is at either the forgiveness or permission stage, depending on the energy that's on it. You really want to move it up to a choice, because choice is way more empowering. So just tell me two things that you are saying that you need to do. I need to do the laundry and go grocery shopping, or I need to
exercise and do some paperwork.
Okay, so say, I need to exercise and do some paperwork.
I need to exercise and finish my paperwork.
Okay, breathe that in. Now say, I choose to do some exercise and some paperwork.
I choose to exercise and do my paperwork.
Okay, breathe that in. Do you feel the difference between those two?
Yeah, sure. One is like, oh, yeah, but. And then the other is a conscious choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So whenever you hear yourself saying, I need to, if you can swap it up to I choose to, awesome. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And then now let's tie that together with what I was talking with Suzanne about. So let's, I choose to set the timer for 10 minutes and focus on the paperwork.
I choose to set the timer and do the paperwork. 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Yeah, breathe that in. and let it go. Now I'm going to get you to say, take the just out for 10 minutes. Not for just 10 minutes, for 10 minutes.
I choose to do my paperwork for 10 minutes with the timer.
Good job. Breathe it in. And I don't know if you heard when I was talking with Suzanne about that. Focus 10 minutes, just boof. Now, if you find 10 minutes is too hard, Claudia, do 5. Okay? Do not get sucked into doing another 10 minutes, another 10 minutes. It's 10 minutes, and then you walk away from it and go, wow, look what I accomplished. Because you'll be stunned at how much you accomplish in 10 minutes of focus time.
You know, sometimes that does happen where I'll get a thing and I'll do it. And I'll go, see, that only took a few minutes, and I've been putting that off for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that happens. I just, I experienced it today. I was all ready to go do something, and all of a sudden this overwhelming tiredness took over, and I sat down, and I was like, wow. I actually laid down, and I fell asleep for 20 minutes. I was like, geez.
Okay, but do you think that maybe your body needed it? That's why you did.
Well, I guess it does. It's just really frustrating.
But if your girlfriend was in that place, you'd say, oh, man, you must have really needed that sleep. Good for you. Right? That's how you talk to her. Instead of like, man, what a loser you are lying down in the middle. You know? Okay. And one of the reasons that you're needing to do that is like what I said just before, you know, when we came back from break, your subconscious mind runs the show. And you had tapes in place that are now not computing anymore. Because of the big life change stuff that you had happened to you. And so you're calling into question all the stuff that you used to take for granted is getting called into question. And there's a lot more emotion being processed that because you're not doing it on autopilot. You're now, you know, really grateful for the hugs and really noticing the friendships and all of that stuff. Everything. It's almost like having new eyes or new skin after you come through something like that.
That's very true. And I'm also noticing it from family and friends. They all, because when I do go out, I have a lot of vitality, and how I got myself through that difficult time last year was showing up with vitality and a positive attitude. Mm-hmm. And they expect that I'm like that, but really, secretly, I'm very sort of still spacey and can't always remember things on time in this place. You know, it's that chemo brain thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel not good enough. You know, I'm not up to snuff what people expect from me, and they let me know that what's the matter with you. And it's like I'm doing the best I can, but I don't want to come from that victim stance of, oh, I've just been through cancer. In fact, I try not to talk about it too much because
I get that because you don't want to re-energize that at all. So let's look at what I think what I'd like to suggest we do. Because I'm hearing a lot of beat up on you, and I'd like to go to a place of gentle kindness. Would that be okay?
Yep.
Because that's what you would do with your girlfriend, right? You'd say, "Oh, you're doing the best you can, and it's okay, and one step at a time, and all that kind of stuff," right?
Yeah.
So I forgive myself for all the times I've beat up on me. It wasn't fair.
I forgive myself for all the times I beat up on me. Isn't fair.
Okay, breathe that in. I would never do that to a friend.
I would never do that to a friend.
And I forgive myself for doing it to me.
And I forgive myself for doing it to me.
I just wasn't being conscious about it.
I just wasn't being conscious about it.
Okay, breathe that in. Is that okay? Monkey okay with this?
Yeah, it feels pretty kind of sad.
Yeah, it's a little bit sad. Yeah, it's like, oh. Okay, so now we're going to give yourself a hug. I give myself permission to be kind and gentle with myself as my body heals.
I give myself permission to be kind and gentle with myself as my body heals. Yeah, it says, well, how long is that going to take? That's what the monkey said.
How long is what going to take? To heal or to be kind and gentle?
Come back to being functional the way I feel I want to be.
Right. Now, here's the thing. You don't want to go back. You want to go forward. Okay?
Right.
So I give myself permission to move forward in a kind and gentle way with myself.
I give myself permission to move forward in a kind and gentle way with myself.
Okay, breathe that one in. Monkey still arguing?
No, I was surprised I could remember the long sentence.
There you go, because it's resonating for you.
I don't want to write that one down.
Yeah. Right. Really, just focus on kind and gentle. Kind and gentle, okay? I know how to be kind and gentle with others, and I give myself permission to be kind and gentle with me.
I know how to be kind and gentle with others, and I give myself permission to be kind and gentle with me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Monkey's going, yeah, good idea. Okay? It takes a lot less energy to be kind and gentle than it does to beat up.
It takes a lot less energy to be kind and gentle than it does to beat up.
I'll have more energy being kind and gentle with myself.
I'll have more energy being kind and gentle with myself.
Okay, breathe that in. And let it go. How's that sitting?
Yeah, it makes me feel more relaxed.
Okay, good.
And then there's the, like, that little hypervigilant thing, like, yeah, but what about all these things?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I choose one thing each day to accomplish.
I choose one thing each day to accomplish.
And I do that first.
And I do that first.
Okay, breathe that in.
Okay.
I focus in a kind and gentle way on the one thing that I accomplish.
I focus in a kind and gentle way on the one thing that I accomplish.
Okay. Does that feel okay?
Yeah. There's a sort of a little darkness that sort of surrounds behind me about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a couple of things that I can suggest, and just as a sidebar, I don't know if you're aware, if you haven't read the intro to my book, I'm a two-time cancer recovery person, and then I had chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. And so I was really out for the count. This work was developed, Claudia, to help me get through that. Okay, it was when I was so sick with that I developed this work. And so I know it works. Okay. And I was just at my wit's end. I mean, I was ready to pack it in and I was just like, you know, get me well and I'll teach other people to get well because I'm a really good teacher. And then I got to the, oh, and I've got a really tough student and her name is Suze.
Yeah,
and so how would I develop a training program for Suze to get well? And that's what I did. Okay. I treated myself like I was one of my students and brought the same compassion that I would to a student that was, you know, that was struggling and couldn't do things. And so I know that this works. And the real key to it is this kind and gentle place with yourself. Okay. So let's go here. By nature, I'm kind and gentle with those I love.
By nature, I'm kind and gentle with those I love.
And I've been through a lot and could use some of that kind gentleness with myself.
And I've been through a lot, and I could use some of that kind and gentle nature with myself.
I choose to begin each day with something that's kind and gentle for me.
I choose to begin each day with something kind and gentle for myself.
Okay, breathe that one in. Okay, is the monkey okay with that?
Yeah, that's true.
Nice. Okay. So one of the things, and I talked about this on Eldon's show yesterday, is that, you know, the first thing I do in the morning, I wake up, my eyes open, and I smile. I've trained myself to do that. Now, how did I do it? I just, every night for a couple of days, I just said, tomorrow morning, as soon as I wake up, I smile. I went to sleep, woke up, and as soon as I remembered, I'd smile. Great big, you know what kind of grin. Just a big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And it felt really goofy and it felt really uncomfortable and kind of put on a little bit for the beginning. So then I started thinking about, well, what makes me smile? So I thought, well, I'll just think about my grandbabies. That makes me smile. Or I'll think about the sunshine and that makes me smile. Or I'll think about, you know, who I'm going to see for lunch today and that makes me smile. And then gradually, and it, you know, over maybe a couple of weeks, I was just smiling first thing in the morning. And now it's just an is because I trained myself to do it. So can you, and I got the idea actually from, I was at a lecture of Louise Hay, and she was talking about, she wakes up and she first thing she does is thank her bed for a wonderful sleep.
I listened to that. Hay House got me through last year. I honestly feel it was a real component in my healing, is that I couldn't do much, couldn't eat, didn't have much energy, and I listened to Hay House sort of compulsively. And I put those things into practice. You know, I love myself, and life loved me, and the post-it notes all over the place. And I talked to you one day, and that helped, and I practiced it for a while. And I want to share with others. I just don't really have a format. I've studied a lot of nutrition and a lot of psychology and a lot of Qigong, all these things, and there's just, it's a subconscious program. I just know it is. It's preventing me from going forth and sharing it with others because I know I can help others. It's just the cancer community here is very doctor-oriented, and I was a non-conformist. I was a non-compliant case, and I got a lot of shutdown from them saying, you know, I know art therapy, dance therapy, Qigong. I'd love to share these. And they said, no, 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 no. That has nothing, even Eldon's work. I said, you know, these subliminal tapes, and they said, no, no, no. So I'm just looking for a way to share what I know and put it all together in a package that I can share with others. Because I know that in my work as a massage therapist and Qigong and so on, that it comes through me. I feel joy when I'm working with others. When I'm alone and isolated, I tend to sort of degenerate into, I don't know what I'm doing, you know.
What about if you decided to be your own best client?
Yeah, that's been sort of the case. I guess I'm wanting to share it with us.
Share it with yourself first.
Yeah. Well, I have been.
Share it with yourself. Yeah. And that's about being kind and gentle with yourself.
And being kind and gentle with myself, and letting go of those negative habitual tendencies is definitely part of it. Noticing that it comes up is the first thing, and then actually putting it into practice on a daily basis.
Format. And the one thing that I know to be absolutely true is that the kinder and gentler you are with yourself, the more energy you have. And so when you're exhausted, instead of lying down and going, ah, it's like, my body needs to recoup and it needs more energy. I always get energy and joy when I do Qigong. And then do your Qigong in your mind.
Yeah.
I used to do Qigong and Tai Chi in my mind for hours because I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't get out of bed to do it, but I could do it in my mind. And I mean, there's research, Claudia, that shows that that strengthens you, body, mind, and spirit. It's not just a feel-good exercise. It's not, you know, it has a physiological effect on the body. And your body's been through a ton. And what you did, like you said, you positive thought your way through it. And that's great. And then you have the reentry. And the reentry into the, you know, quote unquote real world, you know, going to work and all those things. And you are not able to go back to the way things were before because everything has changed. There's nothing like about a cancer that makes you no longer upset when you break a shoelace. You know? Like all the things that used to bug you are just like no BFD anymore, you know, like an excuse the swear there, but it's like, it really is. It just does. It's like, whatever, you know, I'm not going to get worked up about that. It's not. I remember I was talking with a friend on the weekend and he said, my mom used to say, that's not worth getting mad about. And I went, you got a wise mom. Right. You know, what's worth getting upset about? Not very much. And especially when you've been through a life-altering experience like a cancer diagnosis and come through the other side where you go, you know what? This is all pretty darn precious.
Yeah. I think part of it's also my family is sort of, my son and my mother and certain friends have sort of turned, they're like, well, I don't know, I've got a lot of issues around that, so I have to find, that'll be my next session probably, is trying to, I choose to
Nice
happy
work.
With myself instead of listening to.
No, don't even go there. Instead of. I choose to listen to myself, period. That's kind and gentle.
Yeah, I choose to listen to myself and be kind and gentle. Yeah.
Okay, breathe that in. Now I'm going to get you to go where you were before because I think there's a really great point here. I choose to listen to myself instead of listening to the others.
I choose to listen to my kind and gentle self rather than listen to the others.
Okay, now breathe that in. See how that feels. It still pulls your energy down because you're ending on the listening to others part. And so try this one. Instead of listening to others, I choose to be kind and gentle to myself.
Instead of listening to others, I choose to be listening to myself. Instead of listening to others, I choose to listen to my kind and gentle self.
Good. Breathe that in. See how that feels.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's how you end the thought or end the statement. You want to end it on that, excuse me, on that up energy, on that moving upward energy. And I don't know why it is, Claudia, but I hear it all the time when people, they'll say something really positive, supportive, and they'll say, instead of how it used to be, da, 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 they just drag themselves back down again. Okay? When you hear yourself doing that, you go, and now...
Right.
I'm consciously deciding or I'm consciously choosing to be kind and gentle to myself in the way I speak to me and breathe it in. And it negates it. It's like when you say you have a son. So, you know, if you said to your son, wow, you did an awesome job of cleaning up your room, but you left your underwear on the floor.
Oh,
he's going to remember that he left his underwear on the floor, you know.
Yeah.
But if you say to him, you left your underwear on the floor, but the rest of your room is awesome, he's going to remember that he did an awesome job and he's going to go pick up his underwear. Because it lifts his energy, okay? We are the same.
That is so true. That's a good, definitely, I notice it with others. They say something to me and then they say something that brings it right down and I go, oh, that's right. Okay, thanks, Sue.
You're very welcome because it is what I talked about in the newsletter today. It's about building a trusting relationship with yourself and you're not going to be able to build a trusting relationship with somebody that's beating up on you.
Right.
Okay. So build a trusting relationship with yourself. Be kind and gentle with yourself. It's like, you know, rather than waiting till you're exhausted, build in a 10-minute, put your feet up and go listen to Hay House Radio or listen to CTR Radio, you know, listen to CTR Network or read a book that you find uplifting or listen to a piece of music that you find uplifting and put into your day those time frames. Because one of the ways that got you sick was going 175 miles an hour.
Yeah. Trying to handle way too much and just letting it all.
So why do you think your body's going, I don't want to go back to that? It's like, no way. It doesn't want to go back to that. You want to move forward in a kind and gentle way and change some things. You know, because I'm telling you, it took two bouts of cancer and chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia before I went, oh, I need to change. You know, just change on the first one, Claudia. Just change now. Okay, it's way easier.
And given this extra time, like I got through the cancer and there was a real upswing. And then the radiation sort of hit me, and then suddenly it's like, okay, now you're done with that. Now what? And I just plummeted. Like, well, I'm not ready to charge into life, but I've got to support. How am I going to pull this off? And
you're going to do it by being kind and gentle with yourself and building a trusting relationship with you.
That's it.
We're coming up to the last 2 minutes of the show. I have really appreciated our conversation and thank you so much for calling in. And could you please just stay on the line and make sure that they get your email address? Because we're going to send you an invitation to one of our seminars so that you can join in for complimentary. You don't have to do the one in February. The one in February is called Relationship Matters. And, you know, lots of people think it's all Valentine's-y and it does have that spin on it. It can have that spin on it, but really it's about the relationship that you build with yourself and how to trust yourself.
Absolutely.
And so if that one works, if that works for you, that would be wonderful.
That would be perfect, actually, because, I am in relationship with myself.
Right. I hate to be the one that breaks it to you, but you're sleeping with somebody who's beaten up on you.
I know.
So, girlfriend, start sleeping with somebody who's kind and gentle with you, okay? I'll look forward to talking with you again soon. Claudia, thank you so much for calling in today. And I hope that we've done some repattern that's going to help you. And just, you know, what can I do that's kind and gentle and set that timer and focus for 5 minutes and then go, that was kind and gentle to do 5 minutes of paperwork. And I feel good about that and walk away from it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. You take good care of you. Thanks so much for calling in today. This has been Flipping the Switch, and I'm Suze, and I will be back next week. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that sabotaging behavior, because it really elicited a lot of response this week. I had a great letter from Nikki that I was going to read that is going to move into next week, but she basically asked me, I have all these things coming up, and can repatterning help with it? And the answer is yes. How we think about anything will affect our outcomes. What our perception is will change the way that things play out. Your mind is hugely powerful, and belief repatterning supports you in processing the information at a cellular level, at a deep subconscious level, so that you can switch your thoughts, your perceptions, to things that support you. I am honored to support and help you with this. And if you feel like joining in, just jump on the website, beliefrepatterning.com or suzecasey.com, and you'll get all the info. Take care until next week. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. Bye for now.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.